Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Matt Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our predictions special for AEW New Japan Forbidden Door this coming Sunday on Bleacher Report. But we're, of course, going to be watching it live as well over at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. As always, should be a lot of fun. Probably going to be an 8-hour card. So join us for that. That's an exaggeration, kind of. Probably going to be closer to, all in all, 5 hours.
I would think, with 12 matches. We only know about 11 of them. Actually, right. To be honest, only 10 of them have been formally and officially announced.
That is correct. These, as a reminder, are preliminary predictions as
well. One caveat about this, too. We're shooting this before Rampage. So whatever's announced on Rampage, we don't know about it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
although there might be one match announced on Rampage that we'll put into here.
Yeah, because I wonder if they do the quick rundown of all the stuff coming up after the fact or not live for the crowd, so they could just throw Excalibur's voiceover and coming up, we're gonna and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, these are preliminary predictions for the Big Red Title. Larson, can you please explain to the good people what how we do
confidence points. So confidence points are, this is how we do them. So for example, we have 11 matches that are announced or seemingly are going to be on the card. So the match you're most confident in, you give 11 confidence points. The match you're least confident in, you give one, so on and so forth, till each match has a unique confidence point value. You get your pick right, you get those points. And as we're doing it now, at the end of the month, whoever has most points gets Big Red. Yep. Right now, Steve is up 1 point.
I am up 1 point. Larson tried to sneak in an extra point on the last pay-per-view. He was like, hey, I'll do 2 5s, 2 6. No, Larson, unique. They have unique, to be unique points.
The thing is, they were unique in my notes, and I changed one thing. It didn't change the rest of them, so I messed it all up.
Bookkeeping be damned.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Anyways, yep.
I know it was an honest mistake. Right.
But of course, I mean, this is to decide the winner for the month. This is what Forbidden Door is for, right here.
Correct. So right now, it's I'm up by one, and Enforcer's down by two on me. Correct?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So still anybody's
ball game.
Very
tight. Yep.
It is. It is very close. I mean, one match could determine this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Given that there are several multi-man matches, there's one especially that You know, it could, one of these matches could be winner take all, but let's go ahead and start it off with the buy-in. Is that right, Larson?
Yeah. So the one announced buy-in match, formally and officially announced, Max Caster and the Gun Club taking on the LA Dojo. It's going to be Max Caster and the Ass Boys. I got 10 confidence points. They're totally winning this.
Cutting right to the chase. There you go.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case, too. I have 4 confidence points on this because I don't like to lose stuff in the pre-show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got the Acclaimed and the Gun Club with 4 confidence points here.
Yeah, I will say it with this. Preliminarily, I was with Larson with that high number, but I put a secondary number. I'm either going to put 8 or 3 onto this, depending on how I feel on throwing that much, as you said, Steve, on a pre-show.
It's a lot. I just by principle alone, I generally don't do that. But yeah, I mean, look, these are preliminary, so maybe I'll throw that in there too.
You know,
so
I mean,
we'll see.
I normally agree as far as putting a huge confidence points value on a match in the pre-show. At the same time, when it seems pretty obvious who's going to get the W here, I don't mind doing it so much.
Very well.
Gotcha.
Very well.
Gotcha.
Next up, not yet officially announced, but probably on the pre-show. It seems like this match is going to happen. You got Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland against El Desperado and Kanemaru of Suzuki Goon. Steve, who do you got on this one?
I've got it's funny. I've got both names circled and crossed out.
Mm.
Right now, I've only got 1 confidence point on this because the team of Swerve and Lee are falling apart at the seams. They are the number 5 ranked tag team. So you think they might go up a little bit more before they come back down. But at the same time, they could fall apart during Forbidden Door. So I have 1 confidence point on this right now for Suzuki Goon, but I might change that towards the end because this is another reason. If this is actually announced for the buy-in, that's why I have few points on the Acclaimed and the Gun Club, because I find it difficult to believe that AEW is going to sweep the buy-in. I guess it's possible.
There's one more match potentially, though, too.
Do you think there's going to be 3 on the buy-in,
That's
though?
What Tony Khan said.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, he said there's going to be 3 on the buy-in. Okay. So, yeah, maybe it'll be 2-1. I mean, right now, probably go with Swerve and Lee with 1 confidence point because I feel like they've been winning. Like, they've been falling apart, but they've been winning. Mm-hmm. On the previous episode of Dark Elevation, Swerve was looking for the tag in. Lee completely ignored him, just won the match himself. So maybe we'll get the reverse of that in this situation. But yeah, I got 1 confidence point. I don't know who's going to win this match. Right.
What say you, Enforcer?
I say that this will be indubitably the slow destruction of strict Lee business. And that's why I say El Desperado, Kanemaru, I got 5 on it.
Oh, wow. All right. Enforcer taking himself out of it in the pre-show. Wow.
Good. You got it, baby. I'm just going to go take a nap.
Or winning it all, depending on what Larson
Because right now, I think they are going to take their time, and I think we're going to get because on paper, you know me, I love Suzuki Goon. I love El Desperado. Mm-hmm. I think Kanemaru's great. On paper, this should be an easy W for Keith Lee and Swerve. It should be.
Should be, yeah.
And I know they have the tension between them, and that's going to put kind of the outcome in a little bit of doubt. But I think at the end of the day, right now, I think Keith Lee and Swerve are going to win this. I only got 2 confidence points. And I think they're going to take their time. They might actually do a bit of a story where it seems like, oh, they're getting back on the same page, only for Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs to be the one that really drives the wedge between them and breaks them up.
All right. We shall see. What's next on the list?
Next, you got the Young Bucks. You got Hikuleo and LP taking on Darby Allin, Sting, Shingo Takagi, Hiromu Takahashi. Enforcer, who do you got?
Okay. This is going to be where the Bucks, one night only back in the Bullet Club, will officially implode. They're not down with that. Sting, Darby, Shingo, Hiromu. 7 confidence points on Darby and friends. Wow. Yes.
All right. I also think that the dudes with attitude and the Los Ingobernables de Japón fellas are going to win this. However, I have two confidence points on this. I am not that confident in this match. I do feel that the Young Bucks are going to be like, yeah, I'm glad we're at a Bullet Club because this was never going to work. Ikaleu is the lowest guy in the totem pole. You think that he could take the loss here. That being said, I could see, you know, it's Bullet Club. New Japan seems to like Bullet Club. Maybe this is one where they're like, hey, you know, I want Bullet Club to go over here. And on top of that, like, you still have Ingo Bernabéz on the other side to balance out the political aspect of it because they'd also be taking the loss. But it's also a Sting match. I have a hard time believing Sting's going to lose. Two confidence points on Dudes with Attitude.
I got five Dudes with Attitude. Everything you guys said. Yeah, I don't got much to add, so we can just move on. Next, we got Zack Sabre Jr. versus mystery opponent Tony Khan is saying that this is like a dream match scenario here.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So right now, until we know who this person is, I'm still of the opinion if they want to keep the idea that we're getting a match for best technical wrestler versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Bryan Danielson, then Zack Sabre Jr. has to win this match. So right now, I have Zack Sabre Jr. with one confidence point.
Wow. Okay, that's where you're placing your one. Well, I've got eight on Oi Dickhead. Zack Sabre Jr., because I think what you're saying is exactly correct. I think that regardless of what the dream match is, Zack Sabre Jr., you can't lose this. Like, if the idea is there's two best technical wrestlers in the world, you can't introduce a third one and have that guy prove that he's the best technical wrestler in the world. Zack Sabre Jr. is going to win this. I've got eight confidence points on it.
This one right here is the one where I had my other placeholder here because I don't know what it's going to be. But right now I've got Zack Sabre Jr. with one because I don't know what it is. Preliminarily,
exactly.
I've only got one. I don't know.
Now, if Oney Lorcan walks out, that confidence point value goes. Is going up.
Zooms up. Zooms up. Yeah.
So right now, but
what if it go up?
If it's Claudio Cameraman, you're thinking
I'll stick with one or two confidence points, maybe in favor of Zach, but I'm not going to put a ton on it.
Oh, wow. Of course. Okay.
I would be excited if it was. That is my Raw champion right there, Claudio Cameraman, after all.
Yeah, that's right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next, we got Jericho Appreciation Society members Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara. Teaming with Minoru Suzuki to take on Eddie Kingston, Wheeler Yuta, and Shooter.
Shooter.
Steve, who do you got?
Shooter is eating this pin. Jericho Appreciation Society, they're gonna lose at Blood and Guts. The other team, he's not a young boy anymore. I guess he's on excursion, probably gonna be back from it soon. But the closest thing they've got to a young boy. So Jericho Appreciation Society with six confidence points.
Wow. Okay. I've got a little bit lower confidence point, but for all the same reasons there. I've only got two on Jericho, Sammy, and Suzuki, because who knows if Blood and Guts, they flip the other way where they actually lose Blood and Guts and this is their win. So I'm just going to go with the two right now.
I got Jericho, Sammy, and Suzuki. I got 4 confidence points on it because, yeah, I feel like Eddie and Mox and Wheeler and Mystery Partner, they're going to have to be winning Blood and Guts. So, yeah, JAS wins this one. Next, FTR, Ring of Honor Tag Champions. United Empire, IWGP Heavyweight Tag Champs versus Roppongi.
Roppongi.
Vice, winner takes
Roppongi
all.
Roppongi Knights.
Forrester, who do you got?
Well, other than Roppongi Vice bringing the chips, they're bringing no belts to this table, so they're eating that pin. FTR is winning this, and they're going to be walking around with so much extra weight on their hands right here. But I only have 3 on it because it is a triple threat. Who knows?
All right. I am going to go with FTR with 5 confidence points. I'll probably actually I'm flipping some things around. Well, for 5 for the purposes of this, I'll go 5. Yeah, I got 5 confidence points. FTR, they're having their year. It is their year, so they're just going to be doing cool things like this. I'm sure New Japan would love to have FTR. I'm sure they'll work out whatever politics need to be worked out between AAA and CMLL, whatever. FTR wins this 5 confidence points.
Yeah, I got FTR with 6. They're going to have 4 pairs of tag titles before this year is over. They're going to win those AEW ones from the Young Bucks at some point, maybe as soon as All Out. Early contenders, Wrestler of the Year, FTR.
Absolutely.
They go over 6 confidence points.
I don't know what their contract situation is like, but it's clear that like this is their Tony Khan's way of saying, hey, you value tag team stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to give you all the tag team stuff you want that the other guys can't give you so we can keep you around.
Exactly.
Yep.
Next, Fatal 4-Way match determined the first All-Atlantic champion. We got Pac versus Miro versus Malakai Black versus Clark Connors. Ishii is hurt. He's not going to be in this match. Miro's in this match. He's amazing. He's the absolute best, doing the absolute best character work in the business right now. I mean, there's a chance Malakai could win this, I think. But I think at the end of the day, Miro pins Clark Connors. Sorry, doesn't pin him. Stretches him, makes him tap to game over. Miro's your first All-Atlantic champion. I got Miro with 3 confidence points.
I have Miro also with 3 confidence points. I hope this comes really late in the show because this could be the match where there are 3 possible winners here. And if it comes down to this match, clearly mathematically could determine who walks away with Big Red. This could be a lot of fun in terms of if I'm still holding on to that 1-point advantage, I'm taking my guy Miro, but I'm kind of nervous because if one of you guys take Malakai and the other one is forced to take Pac, you know, at that point, if it's anybody's game and that decides everything, this match could be even more fun because of it. But yeah, it's Miro or bust for me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All those reasons that you say, you guys are laying down 3s here. I'm on that Miro train. Miro with 9 right here all day, all the way.
Wow.
Okay.
Love the confidence.
Absolutely. Miro is the best character work that I've seen in a good long time. And every time he is on the screen, I am there for it. Give Miro this belt and let him hold it till he's done with it.
Yep.
9 all day.
Yep. Let him have that belt.
This might be the match also where we're like, wait, really? Pac?
It's possible.
Pac, really?
Maybe.
Pac?
Okay. I don't know. Next, for the IWGP United States Championship, you got your champion, Will Ospreay, against Orange Cassidy. Enforcer, who do you got?
As much as it's weird to see Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy, and even weirder to hear that this is what Tony Khan wanted way ahead, you know, early on in this Forbidden Door thing, I'm here for it. I'm down with it. I love the different fight styles, but ultimately Ospreay still retains his title, but I've only got 4 on it.
I've got 11 on Will Ospreay. He ate his team ate the pin. There is no, I can't even, you know, some of these things I can conceive of. I can conceive of Tanahashi being ate. I have 10 confidence points on that match. It's like, oh, wow, Tanahashi is interim champion. That's kind of interesting. It's It's possible. I don't see it, but I can see it in my head. I can't see Orange Cassidy with United States Championship in any way, shape, or form. Every single cut. This is like a Jade Cargill match. Every confidence point I have on Ospreay.
Yeah, I'm with Steve. 11 on Ospreay.
Let's go Orange.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Seriously. Hey, I'm rooting for that LA Dojo.
I know, right?
Next up for the AEW Women's Championship, Thunder Rosa, your champion, taking on the challenger, Toni Storm. It'd be amazing if Toni Storm won this. It's too soon, though. Thunder Rosa just won that belt. She has yet to have, like, a defining feud as champion. It seems like far too often in her feud so far, she's kind of like a background player as opposed to being in the lead, which I don't understand. Thunder Rosa will win here. Toni Storm will get that title eventually. Not yet, though. I got Thunder Rosa 7 confidence points.
I have Thunder Rosa also with 7 confidence points for everything you said. They're doing a face versus face thing here. It's not going to end well for Toni Storm. Thunder Rosa retains 7 confidence points.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I got 6 on Thunder Rosa. I hope this is the first of many wonderful title defenses for her here, because this will be a memorable one, being the only all AEW women's match on the card. I hope they tear down the house.
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm sure they will. Next, for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, you got your champion, Switchblade, Jay White.
The Catalyst, yes.
Versus Hangman, Adam Page. Versus Adam Cole, Bebe. Versus The Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada. Steve, who do you got?
Jay White, the Catalyst. If it wasn't for him, none of this would be possible.
That's true.
Wow. 9 confidence points on the knife pervert himself, Jay White. But this is the match I'm actually looking forward to most. It's going to be, I can't, you know, it's kind of rare that you get in New Japan anyways, triple threats or fatal four ways, especially. I don't know if I've seen Okada in one. It's going to be interesting to see him in a situation like that. I'm looking forward to this, but I got Jay White with 9.
Yeah. I've got Jay White with 11. This is the lock of the night, and I see the bottom of my card very heavy with points here. But Jay White, I see Hangman Cole taking each other out. Okada, Jay White continuing building their stuff, and then I don't know if probably Cole ends up eating it to Jay White to get the win, probably.
Yeah, I think Adam Cole's gonna eat this pin too. I think part of this, one of the reasons this match was probably booked, because I wouldn't be surprised if Okada wins the G1 again this year and faces Jay White at Wrestle Kingdom down the line. So Okada ain't winning. I got Jay White 9 confidence points. Basically,
same.
Basically a lock. And then our main event for the interim AEW World Championship, you got Moxley taking on Go Ace, Hiroshi, Tanahashi, Enforcer. Who do you got?
Well, right now I've got Mox with 10. It makes all the sense. But depending on how the evening goes, that 10 may go to Tanahashi, because that may be my one Hail Mary. And they go, damn it, let's pop the crowd here. But right now, Moxley, 10, interim AEW champion.
Same. I think just from a business standpoint, it would make absolutely zero sense whatsoever for Tanahashi to have this title. I mean, you can try to pull some mental gymnastics and say, well, it could bring it. No, Mox is winning this title. We all knew from the second CM Punk vacated it, didn't vacate it. Like, we all knew where this was headed. Mox as champion, when they said, hey, the winner of all this shit's going to take on Mox would win. Mm-hmm. Mox is going to win 10 confidence points.
I got Mox with 8. Everything you said is correct. Same time. I mean, there's a portion of the wrestling world to be like, wow, Tanahashi, interim champion. That's pretty cool. And they get their match they wanted between Punk and Tanahashi when Punk comes back. Like, if Punk's not going to be gone that long, it's possible Tanahashi is for a little bit interim champ. We get that match between Punk and Tanahashi, and then you can still do Punk and Mox down the line. But that being said, Mox 8 confidence points.
Yeah. The thing is, like, also the ratings have been dog shit lately.
I'm aware.
And I think, and you can kind of look at, well, who knows if it's actually part of it, but like the Forbidden Doors, it just proves it. You need stars. You need known names. Yeah. And Tanahashi just isn't that. The portion of fans that would be into this are going to tune in anyways. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think we can all agree Mox is going to pull away.
Winning conference points. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. With the people that already are jazzed for this match or this card, we're already watching anyway. Oh, you may get a little bit of a bump of like people that only watch New Japan getting into this, but like the casuals, you're going to get them afterwards showing them the clips of what went down.
Because that's all you got to do, like when Punk comes back, is, you know, whenever the next Forbidden Door is, says, "Hey, unfinished business. I want Tanahashi." And have the match. You have
you got your match. Yep.
Yep.
So anyways, that's it. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and hit the notify bell so you always get your Friendo Club content. Of course, watch Forbidden Door with us on Sunday. I believe the kickoff starts at
4, I think, right?
4 probably Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. And then we'll be doing our recap right afterwards. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out one of these other videos on the screen right here. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.